I'm here with Hall of Famer Jim Rice at the 21st annual RFK charity golf event at Hyannisport. Jim, your team won today. Can you tell me about your round?
The round today was tough. You know, we had a lot of win out here, and it was just a day of enjoyment. I mean, everyone played in the same condition, but it was very tough because of the win. But we had fun.
You played with Ethel Kennedy and Bill Murray.
Well, I did, and you know, with Bill and Ethel. Ethel, she mainly just putted the ball very well today. And of course, Bill is a good driver of the ball. And so by him being in the fairway, the only thing I had to do was just try to go at it a little hard. And of course, Matt was fourth person, and he's more of a wedge guy than anything else. But it was very tough getting the ball close to the hole because of the wind. You either two clubs longer or two clubs shorter. I mean, the wind was just one of these days that you couldn't understand what was going to happen with the shot that you were trying to hit.
Now, you're a long driver, so off the tee, the wind probably is a huge factor for you.
It is. I mean, you know, everyone wants to play with downwind because that's normally when you get a chance to boom the ball, and of course you may hit it 280, but the wind will probably carry you another 20 yards. But when the wind's in your face, that's when you really got to try to do something different. You try to hit the ball lower, you try to ride the wind, but it's very difficult because by being on the water, you have no idea which way the wind's going to blow. It could be in your face for a shot, and once you hit the ball, it could be back in your back.
You've had a really spectacular year. You were inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame.
I played professional baseball for 15 years as far as being in the big leagues, and of course waiting for another 10 years out of the game to be inducted to the Hall of Fame and be able to be in a category with such an elite group of guys. When you think about all the guys that play the game of baseball, and you think about over, you know, really this 203 plaques, I believe, in the Hall of Fame, it sort of puts you in a very unique category.
There were so many people around the country that were so happy when you were finally inducted.
Well, thank you, but I think a lot of people here in Massachusetts really enjoy that the way I did because, you know, think about playing for the Boston Red Sox and being here in Massachusetts. The people, other fans know who they can depend upon as far as going out there playing every day. And, of course, you know, Russell was here. We have, Havlicek was here. Longboard was here as far as this tournament. And the fans know who we are because we dedicate ourselves to the game that we play.
Is it hard for you as a commentator on NESN when you cover the Red Sox game? Do you just want to jump out there and play yourself?
No, because the game is still the same. The players have changed, and the strategy of the game have also changed. When you look at pitching now, right now, you pitch maybe 125 or 130 throws. All of a sudden, you're out of the game. You could be in the seventh inning. When I played, we didn't have a pitch count. And, of course, now, instead of your shortstop and your second baseman being set up guys, you have those guys hitting home runs that now. So it's more of an individual status now because of the agents and because of the big bucks.
So it's a lot different.
No, no doubt. You know, you can't knock the guys. They're trying to make a living. They're trying to make a living very fast and trying to make all the money they can while they're able to play the game of baseball. But still, you're taking away from the team because some guys that you know should be table sitters are table sitters, and they're not home run hitters yet. They could be home run hitters, but they're taking away from the game and they're hurting the ball club.
I know you golf a lot. What is different about how you approach your golf game than you would approaching your baseball game if you were out playing baseball?
You got to play all your foul balls. In baseball, you get another opportunity. And of course, normally you play baseball, your dimension of your ballpark is pretty close to the same. But when you go out and play in golf, it's not the same. And of course, you have different characteristics as far as wind, as far as greens, as far as playing out of rough. You know, so many things that challenge you on the golf course instead of the baseball.
Listen, Jim, I want to thank you so much and congratulations on your win here today at the Kennedy Tournament.
Thank you, Lisa. I appreciate it.
You're listening to Goldie Bounce Golf Live on 95.9 WATD.